it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this episode of New Horizons. I'm Vaughn Bennison. Thanks once again for your company. Coming up later in the program, we'll be hearing from some of the people who attended the National Convention of Blind Citizens Australia held a few weeks ago in Hobart. Firstly, though, John Simpson, President of Blind Citizens Australia, joins us to talk about some of the ideas that were put before the convention. Another very successful convention this year, John.
Certainly was, Vaughan. Over 300 people participated in the convention either on site or via our internet and radio coverage.
Perhaps for the record, you could talk about that briefly.
So for several years, Vaughan, we've offered the convention program to our members via an audio stream on the internet. But with the assistance of various stations involved with the Radio for the Print Handicap Network. But this year, Vaughan, we were able to extend that with coverage through the Iris outlet of Vision Australia Radio. That's their digital radio stream that's available in Victoria and in Adelaide. And, of course, your own stations provided direct coverage, which was of great benefit to people in the local community.
The streaming was very successful. We had very close to record numbers of online listeners this year.
Yes, around 150 individual listeners across the weekend. Of course, people come in and out for different sessions and so on and so forth. But the program we use allows us to actually see the individual IP addresses of listeners, so we can tell not only how many people we've got listening online at any one time, but over the weekend, how many individual recipients there were to the programming.
There were sessions on many and varied topics that we don't normally cover at BCA conventions, but among those were quite a number of interesting recommendations for Blind Citizens Australia to take note of.
So for the last couple of national conventions, Vaughan, we've reintroduced an opportunity for members, either individually or through their branches, to put forward recommendations that will be referred to the BCA board and through it to the National Policy Council, if necessary, on matters that the members feel we need to be addressing. And in fact, we considered five different recommendations this year, all of which were affirmed by people at the convention. And they'll help us set the policy direction of the organisation over the next 12 to 18 months.
The first one of those was the service provider expectations policy, and there was a really interesting session conducted by the National Policy Council of Blind Citizens Australia, where they brought it to us in the guise of a radio play.
Yeah, very entertaining, but a very great way to highlight the need for this policy. This is something that the National Policy Council have been working on for the last 12 months or so, and that's the need for our members to have a point of reference in terms of what they might expect from service provision organisations. So to highlight the need for that, a number of our members participated in what they set up as a radio play, with the chief investigator being Aidan Poorfolks, and he introduced interviewed a couple of supposed blindness service agency clients, one with a very poor experience and one with a much better experience of service delivery. And it really, in a light-hearted way, was a great way to highlight some of the situations that our members and other people who are blind or vision impaired find when they're seeking services through the various organisations around the country. It was unanimously carried, and of course the work starts here, because we now need to start and promote that policy among the membership, the broader blindness and low vision community, and, of course, to the various service agencies. Not that it's a yardstick, Vaughan, that we expect that everyone will immediately be able to adhere to, and, in fact, many of the agencies already meet the criteria that are set out. But the point is that this comes at the problem from the perspective of people who want to use the services of organisations, and it will allow them to articulate what it is that they're looking for in service provision. So that was the first of the recommendations. The second one related to pedestrian concerns and the increasing problem of people who are blind or vision impaired experiencing problems on pedestrian walkways, footpaths and so forth, with people who are using these electrified motorised vehicles as, well, some people call them gophers, other people call them mobility aids, and there are some commercial products as well that are allowed to be operated on the footpath. And, of course, because they don't emit much sound, they're a real pedestrian hazard for people who are blind or vision impaired. So the board is being asked to look at that issue and see what we can do to promote the needs of our membership in that area. The third of the recommendations related to accessibility requirements for public procurement in the ICT industry. And, of course, we know that one of the biggest handicaps to employment in the public sector is the problem of the availability of assistive technology and equipment and programs that will allow access for people who are blind or vision impaired. So a real call for us to do further work in terms of promoting the need for accessibility in relation to the purchasing policies of the Australian various state governments and local councils and so on and so forth. The fourth of the recommendations related to access to publicly funded screening programs, and we'd all be aware of the fact that there is an increasing number of programs being run to provide screening opportunities for diseases that are of major significance. So there's a bowel cancer screening program, there are breast screening programs and others. But of course, there's not the support in terms of making sure that people who are blind or vision impaired can actually participate in those programs effectively. So a recommendation that Lynn Davis put forward was for us to look to work with government to actually improve access to those programs to make sure that they are usable by people who are blind or vision impaired.
And I think that's really important because, as we know, a great majority of the community of people who are blind or vision impaired are ageing people, and they are the people precisely for whom those screening processes have been developed.
Yes, particularly things like the bowel cancer screening programs and prostate screening programs and so forth. That's very much the case. Vaughan, the fifth of and final of the recommendations related to establishment of an employment-related special interest branch of BCA. The recommendation actually called for the board to establish a branch, but of course it's not for the board of BCA to establish a branch. What we will do in this area is in fact call for expressions of interest and facilitate those members who are interested in establishing a branch that's looking specifically at employment-related issues, if that's the wish of the membership.
As I recall from having read extensively the BCA branch bylaws, it requires 10 members to get together and decide on a branch and how that's going to work. Is that correct?
That's the formal requirement, Vaughan. I guess the broader consideration for the board is to make sure that if a branch is established, that it's going to be sustainable for some period of time, and that there is not only a level of interest in people becoming members, but there are people who are prepared to put their hand up to take a leadership role to actually develop the branch and to make sure that it's achieving a real purpose in the organisation.
Now, John, you've been president of BCA for some time, and this is your second convention as president, but how about as an individual? What do you feel you got out of the convention this year?
Oh, Vaughan, I think that this year's program was particularly powerful in helping the organisation to steer its direction for the future and to provide support, peer support and opportunities for increased thinking to our membership. Some of the sessions were really powerful, and I think of, in particular, of one that related to the future of work for people who are blind or vision impaired, one that talked about cultural diversity and the experiences of people with from different cultural and diverse backgrounds and what their needs might be, one that looked at the situation of people who where blindness was not their only disability. They may have had physical disability or other disabilities that that impacted on their lives. And I think the opportunity that convention provides, particularly now that we can make it available more broadly through the internet and radio. I think the opportunity that the convention provides for people to hear from those who are prepared to put their hand up and talk about their personal circumstances and so forth, I think that's just so powerful in an organisation that's really based on that whole notion of peer support.
John Simpson there, President of Blind Citizens Australia. Graham Innes spoke with a few people who attended the convention, some of them first-time attendees and some of them not. We're going to hear from a couple of them now.
I'm speaking with Rocco Kutry. Rocco, is this the first BCA convention you've been to?
No, Graham. I came to the Melbourne convention 2 years, 18 months ago, so this is my second convention.
Okay, and why did you come this time? What's drawn you to Hobart?
I really liked the content, and I really liked the way it was laid out. I liked the fact that I gave some feedback about the previous convention, and I feel like it was really well adopted, and some changes were made that I think really suited me. And that was primarily around the fact that as a first-time attendee last time, I've struggled to make some connections, and I wanted to meet people. So, yeah.
Sure. And what's been your highlight, would you say, Rocco, having been here for 2 or 3 days?
The coffee cart, definitely. That was my highlight.
Okay. Apart from the coffee cart.
some of the presentations have been great. I really like the fact that there's such open messaging, transparency. I really like the information that's been given out and the sessions. And I think a real change from last time, and it's not one particular highlight, but it's the fact that there seems to be more time for questions and answers. There's more time for engagement.
I'm speaking with Bridget Jolly. Bridget, now I know this is not your first rodeo in terms of BCA conventions. How many do you think you've been to?
I'm actually not too sure how many it is. It would be between 10 and 15. My first state convention, which was also my first convention, was in 2006. And I think I've only missed one, maybe two in that time.
Why did you come to Hobart? What drew you to this convention?
Lots of reasons. I think it's really great that this is the first time that Hobart has hosted convention. So it's really great to see that there are more places within Australia engaging with BCA. I wanted to spend some time in Hobart. But also, more importantly, I feel like I haven't been very actively engaged with the BCA organisation in the last couple of years. And it's a really great opportunity to, like, quickly make up for that, come get the updates about what's been going on within the space of BCA, catch up with old friends, make new friends, and just kind of try and make sure that I'm a bit more up to date in knowing what's going on or what I might want to get involved in with the future.
And are you getting to see a bit of Tasmania as well while you're down here?
Yeah, so I'll be jumping on the hop-on, hop-off, double-decker bus that will go around the sites of Tassie, and there's a couple that look really quite interesting.
What would be your highlight from this convention, do you think, having been here for 2 or 3 days?
I'm really liking seeing some new faces, particularly seeing some of the panel sessions around the diversity and the different experiences of people. So that might be people from more marginalised groups or where people have a dual disability or something. And I think sometimes, whilst obviously the focus is on blindness and low vision, it's really important to acknowledge that other people's life experiences have great impacts on their lives on top of their blindness as well. And sometimes it can intersect a lot with that blindness.
Bridget Jolly there, ending this week's program. If you'd like to get in touch with Blind Citizens Australia, feel free to contact them 1-800-033-660. 1-800-033-660 is the all-important phone number. The website is www.bca.org.au. And the all-important email address is bca@bca.org.au. I'm Vaughan Bennison. I'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.